best.
Jay and Dave, on air weekdays and online now at cfmmackay.com.au.
Not this weekend, the weekend after, the V8 supercars roar into action around Townsville for the 400, the 10th to the 12th of July. Looking forward to all the action.
Yeah.
And some of the teams coming through town, like the Pepsi Max team. You might be able to see the big truck. And Mark Winterbottom is one of the drivers for Pepsi Max. He joins us. Good morning, Frosty.
Yeah, good morning. How are we going?
Yeah, good. Feeling a bit tender this morning, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah. Not too bad. It's probably the biggest shock was putting on those little shorts. That's probably the biggest shock, and then getting this white rig out on the field with probably hurt more people's eyes than what it hurt my body.
Yeah. Winter time and short shorts don't mix
no,
at all.
It's not a good combination.
But I'll tell you what, you do all right, actually, because you train with the Bombers, don't you?
Yeah, I'm lucky I train with the guys. So my strength and conditioning coach of the Bombers is my trainer. So it's good. They a good bunch of guys and helped me out for the game as well. Got me a pair of boots and sort of helped me out a little bit with a few kicks and stuff. So good bunch of guys. And it's funny that the two sports, although completely different, do relate because the way they train is the way that we should train. So, it relates quite well, but, not going to make an AFL career, that's for sure.
No. Well, you know, a week today, we've got State of Origin, the decider. Where do you weigh in on this whole argument, speaking of football codes?
I'm born and bred New South Wales, so I'm probably shouldn't be saying too much, seeing it's a Queensland station. So
You go right ahead. Thank you very much, Frosty.
Yeah, Dave's a New South Wales supporter. I knew there was something I didn't like about you, Frosty.
I stopped. I started talking about it, but I stopped. So, big Blues fan. Hopefully, Queensland's had it too long. You know, it's time for someone else to win it. We won it last year, and they've definitely let everyone know that they won it 1 year. So I'm one of those guys.
All right.
Just quickly, very quickly, how's the Ford Pepsi Max crew feeling for Townsville? Because you're leading the competition at the moment.
Yeah, it's been good. It's the car's been very consistent, which is nice. And on its good days, it's been very, very quick. And on its bad days, it's been still competitive. So we feel good. You know, Townsville has been dominated by the red guys in the past. And we feel like we've actually got a car that can compete this year. But saying that, so many good drivers and cars out there, and I think there's 9 different winners. So our car's going well, but we know that Townsville's going to be tough. It always is, and it's been red. So we need to make sure the blue supporters get something to cheer about this year and actually get a good result.
All right, and last question, Frosty, before we let you go, because we know you're busy, mate. We've been talking about this morning, Allens have dropped their green frogs. I know it's devastating news. Do you prefer the red frogs or the green frogs?
I've always been a red frog. I was never a fan of the green one. I support that one.
Oh, okay. Well, we have to finish off on a sour note. Frosty, thank you very much.
Thanks for your time, mate.
I hate red cars, but love red frogs.
You can call me Hawkeye from now on.
Is that because you went up in the RACQ rescue chopper yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, and this is
how... Hang on, please, before we go any further.
Yeah.
Cue the music. Imagine me walking onto the tarmac at Mackay Airport, walking on there with my overalls and a helmet that has the visor on the front of it that's reflecting the sunshine around Mackay with Sundays, and just stop that because that actually didn't happen.
No, I wouldn't have thought so, because you're not exactly the best of flyers, are you?
No, I just walked out in my CFM shirt and I was like trembling at the knees.
Well, yesterday, it was only because we were having a chat about RACQ Rescue. They're going through the fundraiser and everything at the moment, their fundraising efforts, and Martin Clellan, the CEO, all of a sudden just called up the show.
And gave us an invitation of a lifetime, basically.
I actually got a training happening this morning, in fact. So, look, I'm going to go out on a bit of a limb here. I don't know if either of you are interested, but we've got a couple of spare seats for a 20-minute sortie this morning if you want to tag along.
So we thought, okay, Jay is terrible at flying. He has to take pills before he gets onto an airplane. Mm. So I thought that would be the best way to go, put you on the chopper.
Yeah, well, yesterday it wasn't as bad as what I thought. Now, I was able to talk to you in the studio whilst I was flying in the air around Mackay, which is over our beautiful island as well. And this is just a little bit of what happened yesterday.
Can I just say, like, I've been in Mackay for 11 years. I've seen the hard work that these guys do with the RACQ, CQ Rescue Helicopter Service. But when you're actually on the helicopter, which we're flying over at the moment, parts of our region, you don't really understand how much work they do behind the scenes before you even get onto the helicopter. Dave, this is amazing up here, mate.
Okay, so how many times have they done the winch so far? Because you're up there for the training session, aren't you?
Yeah, Ethan just got winched out a couple of times. We actually winched him down, we took off. So we're sort of like, we don't know if I can get him.
One last question. And it's a fairly important question. Have you thrown something on your mum's house yet?
No, we didn't go. Look, I tried to go near my mum's house just so I could give her, give her a heads up and say, hey, mow your lawn a little bit. But no, we didn't go near mum's. We're just flying over the ocean. We're behind the airport, looking at some of the islands at the moment, Round Top and Flat Top out there at the moment. But it's a beautiful day to be flying. But, I'm not a big flying fan, but I feel really comfortable in the crew and the cabin. These guys have made us feel really comfortable.
I know you're just about to come back to Earth. I'm sure you're going to do what the Pope does and kiss the Earth when you arrive.
You have no idea. I'm going to make out with the ground we land, I can tell you that.
There you go. That was yesterday at the Mackay Airport, along with the guys at the RACQ, CQ Rescue Helicopter Service.
They do a fantastic job, and you never know when you're going to need them, do you?
Yeah, $7.6 million a year is what we need to keep that that service in the air.
Wow.
65% of rescues a year are medical, mm-hmm. related, by transferring people to hospitals. 35% for, like, search and rescue. So if somebody's... last Sunday when they had to winch the two fishermen off our coastline here, that's the kind of thing they do. So great job. Yesterday I was with Lockie, with Ethan, Lee and Dougie. So thank you guys for having me on board yesterday.
And they didn't throw you down the winch and keep you out at sea, did they?
No, there was no chance I was going to get out there.
Damn.
But from now on, you can just call me Hawkeye. Photos and video of my experience yesterday with the RACQ CQ Rescue Helicopter Service, and to donate online at our website right now, cfmmackay.com.au.
They are one of the biggest rock acts in Australia at the present time. They come from Melbourne, so they're happy to venture to Townsville for the 400 to thaw out a bit.
In Townsville, yes, we are. We are very much.
They are the Living Ends, and Andy, the drummer, joins us. If I was to ask you another band that you've worked with in the past, which one did you associate with the most?
Oh, God, there's plenty of them. I think it just depends on who you're on tour with at the time. We've been on tour with so many bands before, but I remember years and years ago we took a Perth band called Gyroscope out on their first ever Lap of Australia, and we became pretty good friends after that and hung out a lot, and took them out on other tours for years to come. So, you can sort of make friends with all sorts of bands, but we've had some great experiences overseas as well with bands that you'd probably never heard of. They're the fun ones,
If you were to do maybe one song or two songs in your set, just a bit as a bit of fun, as a cover in a rockabilly feel, what would it be for you? Like, if you could narrow down maybe one or two songs that are out there, open slather, what would they be?
Yeah. Just the other day, I think, I saw a bluegrass version of one of the AC/DC classics. And it was so cool. So, you can choose anything and sort of mess it up in your own way. So, I think we definitely choose from Ammonia. That'd be a good start.
I think you'd be tripping everyone out if you got up to Townsville. You started doing a Katy Perry version or something.
Katy Perry? I don't even know any Katy Perry songs, but, I'm up for the challenge.
I'm sure you're going to enjoy yourself in Townsville. Is there something up in Townsville that that you're looking forward to doing while you're there?
Oh, I think just the warmth, I'm standing out in my man room at the moment. It's about 10 degrees, I reckon, maybe. I'm freezing. I've got a beanie on and a fairly warm jacket, and I'm just sort of pacing up and down in my room here trying to keep warm. So definitely the warmth and a cold beer, that'll be first stop, I think, the pub.
Any chances on going out to Magnetic Island, just taking a little bit of time off?
I don't know. Are you offering something? Is that... I don't know. Is there, we need some local tour guides for that sort of stuff, don't we? But, if there's time, we tend to do those sort of things. But in all honesty, generally, it's just from the plane to sound check to the hotel to a restaurant to the gig and then home again, It's a in-out kind of situation, but if we do have the time, we'd love to, I'm sure.
This started off with a double A single, sided single, The Second Solution, Prisoner Society. It was made Guitar Hero World Tour back in 1998. If one of the three of you were to give Guitar Hero a go, who would be the winner?
Is it the game? The Guitar Hero game. I think we've all tried it, and neither at all. You know, none of us are very good at it. But I'd put my money on Chris for sure.
Beautiful, Andy, mate. Thanks very much for your time. Have fun in Townsville.
Cheers, mate. Cheers.
Bye.
Right now, an important argument.
Speaking of battle royales, is it canteen or tuck shop? I thought this was just a no-brainer. I thought it was canteen. On Facebook yesterday, we put up a post about it and just blew up.
Look, we need clarification because obviously there's different ways that people call these, whether it's a tuck shop or canteen or what was the other one that used to get called back in the 80s? New South Wales, or a few people from New South Wales had the...
we called it canteen.
No. In Victoria, Victoria, where my cousins went in Tarnagulla, they had the lunch shop. That's what it's called. Lunch shop.
Lunch shop. Wow. Don't throw the spanner in the works.
I know. So there's potentially three things that we call it. What did you call it when you went to school? 13, 27, 10.
Bruce in Walkeston, mate. Whereabouts did you go to school?
I went to school in Walkeston, and then I went to high school in Mackay.
Okay. So you're a local fella.
What did you call it?
My primary school was a tuck shop. My high school was a canteen.
Oh, right. So you got the best of both worlds.
Yeah, mate. Yep. I was all over it.
Thanks for helping out. Everybody on Facebook is still saying the canteen. Pretty sure it's tuck shop. William, what do you think it is?
It's a tuck shop. It's always been a tuck shop.
Yeah, exactly right. Not canteen. Canteens are like at sports grounds and stuff.
Yeah, and a water bottle you drink out of.
Yes.
Oh, don't start with the bubbler and everything as well. William, whereabouts did you go to school?
Probably high, and I just finished up last year, so...
Okay, well, you would know.
Yeah.
So, all right, so it's canteen. No, sorry, tuck shop. My God.
William, you've got Jay confused as well now.
No, well, as I say, canteen is at sports grounds. You have the canteen there, but just not tuck shop at school.
Yeah,
okay.
Tuck shop at school.
All right, William, thanks for the voice of reason.
No worries.
See you later. Well, he would know. He just graduated school last year. But okay. It still doesn't clarify the question on Facebook because a lot of people are still saying canteen.
You know what I think it is? I think it's just one of those generational things. You know, if you went to school in the 80s, it was called canteen. You go to school in the 90s and now it's tuck shop.
Let's face it, doesn't matter what it's called, they still sell the best chicken and corn rolls ever.
Oh, yeah.
People on Facebook still talking about the post we put up yesterday, canteen, tuck shop. You can have your say on Facebook. I know it's a hard-hitting issue this morning.
Yeah, I know. The phones are still going off about it as well. Hello, CFM.
Hey, Dave. George H. Concrete. How you going, mate? A little bit on your tuck shop. We're doing a job at St. Francis here in Holland Street, and it's got tuck shop on it.
It is tuck shop.
Yep. And when I was in school in the 60s and 70s, it was tuck shop at primary, and tech school, it was a canteen.
I've got a friend who just sent me a message before saying, haven't you ever heard of Tuck Shop Lady Arms, Dave? It's not called lunch Canteen Lady Arms.
Exactly right. All the old boy was there in the tuck shop.
Yep. I've never heard of the Tuck Shop Lady Arms.
Haven't you?
No.
No, that's been around for a long time.
Yeah, it has been around for a long time. I think Dave needs to get out a little bit more.
No, we used to call them chicken neck arms.
What? No, when the flabby bits hang down from underneath the arm.
Like a chicken neck.
Oh, that'll be a turkey.
A turkey neck, yeah, there you go.
Oh, great, yeah. I think Dave's confused now. Thank you, George.
This Saturday at the Mech, it's going to be a big one for pop culture lovers and gamers and the like and people that want to get dressed up in costumes. It would be Haven. One of the guests for the events happens to be an ex-Mackay Meteor player by the name of Michael Kingmajay.
I'm surprised. I didn't know this information about Michael.
Yeah, well, he now plays for Rockhampton, which we won't hold that against him, but he joins us this morning. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are we all?
Mate, pretty well. I'm looking forward to having you back in Mackay, but I did not know this about you, that you are a Hollywood superstar.
I wouldn't go so far as to say Hollywood superstar, but
well,
I was for a few months.
I don't know about that. I mean, for those that don't know, Michael played Tarful, the Wookiee, in Episode 3 of Star Wars, Revenge of the Sith. Now, you were doing this while you were playing for the Meteors. I took a bit of a snapshot of you playing in the crater, okay?
Oh, God.
And I think... I think you might have been confusing the two between playing basketball...
That was coming.
Can you do an impression of a Chewbacca and the, or the sound of a Wookiee?
It's terrible. Please don't make me do it. Okay.
How did you get a role like that, Michael?
Yeah, it was a one in a trillion chance, really. The Star Wars people, they were doing most of their casting and filming in Fox Studios in Sydney, and I just happened to be playing basketball in Sydney at the time. And, yeah, they needed big giant Neanderthals like myself. And my agent actually called and told me to get down there. He said I'd be in an ad or that was something just hanging in the back. And after a few weeks, I found out I was going to be a Wookiee, and I almost fainted.
Did you get any perks out of it?
Well, I get called Wookiee for the rest of my life. That's a pretty amazing perk. not really. I probably should have stolen some Wookiee hair if I was smart and stolen a couple hundred thousand dollars or something.
How hard was it to wear that costume and be inside that? Was it hot?
It was. Once everything, like they put the mask on and everything, it was extremely hot.
Wow.
Fairly uncomfortable during the filming. But then afterwards, they were taking my shoes and my head off, and it was just like being wrapped in a bed. It was amazing.
So Haven is on this Saturday. You're going to be here for it as well at the Mech.
Yep.
You're going to be talking. What sort of stuff are you going to be talking about?
I'm not sure. I know I'm doing a Q&A with my good friend Garrett Wells. Yeah, who knows, mate? He's a bit of a random guy. He might throw anything at me. Probably a bit about basketball, definitely about my time over in San Francisco doing the filming.
Yeah.
The many conventions I've been to over the years. I'm sure he'll have some sneaky questions for me also.
Absolutely. We're all looking forward to it. Haven this weekend. We've got all the details on our website. Michael, thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks for telling us the story too.
Yeah, no worries, mate. Too easy.
See you later. And don't forget that Haven at the Mech on Saturday. All the details on our website with Jay and Dave for Brekkie.